Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Joseph Roman Catholic Parish Podcast in Arlington, Texas, with Father Daniel Kelly. Now, here's Father Kelly.
Thomas, the apostle, is a very important person in the Gospels. His name is only mentioned a handful of times, but he's important for us because he's known as Doubting Thomas. There are several occasions, not only in today's Gospel, but there are several other occasions when he questions Jesus. He says in another part of John's Gospel, "We don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" When Jesus responds to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In today's gospel, Jesus appears to his apostles in that locked room. Why wasn't Thomas there? Who knows? But he wasn't there, and it's important that we know that. So Jesus appears to them and says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." He breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And then he says to them specifically, to these apostles, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained." In a sense, it's a kind of ordination. That is where the church teaches us that through me, Jesus Christ forgives sins. He shows his mercy to us through the priesthood of the church. When the priest raises his hands and said, "I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," that is Christ showing his mercy, his love, his forgiveness. And we are called to show that mercy, that love and forgiveness ourselves. But he appears to these apostles and they believe. We are told he shows them his hands and his side, the wounds that he received when he was killed. He received these wounds that led to his death. Thomas wasn't there. And so they tell Thomas later, "We have seen the Lord." But he says, "I don't believe you." Now, this is important. He's not the first person to not believe, and he certainly isn't the last. There are many people who do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This was a very unusual thing. He was killed. He was violently killed. Someone put a sword in his side, and blood and water flowed out. He was buried. He was dead for 3 days, and he's come back to life. And he's appeared to his disciples, his apostles in that upper room. He appeared to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. And then Thomas says, "I don't believe you. I don't believe." And it's not because he's ignorant. It's because he's being told to believe something that's absolutely incredible. And he says, "Unless I see him with his nail marks and his side torn open, I won't believe." And so Jesus appears to them again a week later. And he says, "Thomas, look at me. I'm real. And Thomas's immediate response was one of faith. He says, my Lord and my God. He recognizes the Lord immediately. He has faith. Now, the disciples, the other apostles, had a hard time trying to convince this one man who had been a disciple of Jesus himself for up to 3 years. And then from this point on, they're going to be called to convince a lot more people that Jesus has been raised from the dead, which would be a very challenging thing. But in the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, we are told that very thing. We are told that many, many people came to believe. They came to believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. They came to faith. And the church began to grow rapidly because of the faith of these 12 apostles. They wouldn't shut up about this message. They went everywhere proclaiming the gospel, proclaiming that Jesus Christ crucified was raised from the dead. And they were told to be quiet. They were jailed many times. They were tortured. And eventually they were all put to death for proclaiming this message. And here we are, 2,000 years later, we are here because we believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. And if you were in this church a week ago today, you would have seen a lot more people packed into this place who believe that same thing. We are called to have faith, to believe. But sometimes we can be like Thomas. We need proof. But Jesus says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. That's us. He's talking about us. Blessed are you because you believe, even though you have not seen. But we have seen a lot of amazing things through our lives of faith, through our hearts. We know the Lord. We are called to be in right relationship with Jesus by the way we live our life every day. We are called to make the faith evident by how we live. We are called to see Christ present in our daily actions. We are called to proclaim Christ who was crucified, died, and has been raised. We are called to believe. We are called to have faith. That same faith that helps us to believe that when we come forward to receive his most precious body and blood and take him into us, we do so because of faith. We do so because we can say, my Lord and my God.
Thank you for listening to the St. Joseph Parish Podcast. St. Joseph is located in Arlington between Dallas and Fort Worth at 1927 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard in Arlington, Texas. Check out our website at www.stjoe88.org. That's www.stjoe88.org. Or like, share, or comment on our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Again, thank you for listening to the St. Joseph Parish Podcast.